I'm using an image from the Hubble, but an image of space for the ideas of the heart. Because I think in many, I mean, there's many ways in which that can be thought to fit, but I'm using it because for now, decades, the current astrophysics model is being challenged by its own instrumentation on the satellites and the probes and the things that they're sending up to comets and planets like Mars, to Venus, and all of them, all the ones they've sent to all the inner planets. And now by all the various telescopes that are going into deep space. And they're finding that the current and common astrophysics model doesn't work. And so anyone interested in that, go to YouTube and look for the Electric Universe or Thunderbolts Project, and you'll find some really wonderful videos to watch, very informative. But I find that the heart and human understanding of heart, not the organ, the physiological organ, but what heart is similar. We have very old understandings of that, culturalized understandings of that, how we use the term, what we mean by the term. Some people say, I have a good friend who says, I really don't know what the heart is. And I know that I've said similar, like I don't really know what love is, I've said one morning. And that's fine for us to be honest with ourselves and say, yeah, what is heart? And that's what we're exploring right now in our meditations and as a meditative practice. It's an ancient meditative practice, of course. Heart. But in a similar way that there's a revolution going on vis-a-vis astrophysics, I clearly that's what's going on with humanity, with itself, therefore one another, humanity's relationship to our Mother Earth, to all the beings of Mother Earth. To even start to recognize them all as beings, which of course many billions of the Earth's inhabitants do. So once again, we touch our heart. Put your hand on your heart, not just your finger. I'm putting mine in the center of my chest. I'm not putting my hand to the left or the right, something like that. More about the organ, but more to the chakra. And immediately, and I wish more psychologists and, people in the hospital dealing with people in trauma and things like that would just use this simple technique, because right away, all of us, everything starts to calm, quieten, and open. A softness, a soft openness. And if we, the longer we stay with that, there also starts to be this, the feeling, the inner feeling of strength, stability, like roots of a tree when the wind is blowing strong. The roots, the tree is not worried about it. The roots take care of it. So this root and rootedness. No, we have to, as meditators, be mindful that we are not lulled into almost a sleepy, like an infant being held. That kind of sleepiness that just naturally drifts off. But support or hold forefront, alert, acute. Clear. We take a long, slow, deep breath and one ohm. Ooh. Although that was definitely a very yummy state for all of us, I want to pause because really that can be used, and I'm reminding myself that can be used at any time. Especially if we are feeling ungrounded or worried, anxious. For some reason, anger has arisen, aggression, impatience. Put your hand on the heart and breathe with it. And so, as we go back in, hand on the heart again, or still. And we now think on all beings. And so we just call that phrase to mind. And because we've worked with it for quite some time, and in a variety of ways, including wishing forward, praying forward. There's not really any thinking that happens. We called it to mind, all beings, all our relations. But now, just as we sit again, the same state, pretty much comes right back. Because it's innate, it's what we are. But there's emanations, a radiating, almost a gentle effusion. Like a, what do you call those oil diffusers or something, right? And we can feel that. Hand on the heart going out to all beings. And if you need to put your hand down, but notice if there's any change. And we'll just sit, continue resonating, resounding, heartfulness with and for the world and all beings.
We take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with all beings. Sorry. Little things like touching the heart. Wow. Love you all. Create your day.